Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. You know, I was just wondering, do other broadcasts thank the participants for participating? I'm just wondering. I don't know, because I don't listen to radio. Just wondering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? How's the farm doing?
Well, you know, we lost that mama cow and her calf, and we took care of the bodies. Other than that, things are looking good. You know, there's a story that I wanted to share with the class, and since you asked about the farm. So here it is. We have a house that we built, as you all know, and has a real, it's got a steep roof. And the roof is a 15-12 pitch. That means it goes up 15 feet for every, it goes vertically 15 feet for every 12 feet goes horizontal. So it's not like a church, but it's pretty steep. And a shingle blew loose at the top. Now, this is just above our living room, if you will. So it's not the second story. It's the first story. But it's a tall ceiling. And I called around to our son and I were putting up a ladder. I have a really heavy-duty aluminum extension ladder. It's 40 feet. And it is brutally heavy. And it's probably, I'm thinking 40 years old, probably older than that, from the 70s. And I used to be able to, you know, collapse that ladder to two 20-foot sections that were slid together, and I could pick them up and walk. It wasn't easy, you know, but I could walk it and put one end against the foundation of the house and the other end just walk that ladder up, stand it up, pull it away from the foundation, raise the ladder, and I was good to go. I should be able to do that. And I'm thinking right now, at 70 years old, I probably shouldn't be doing that. So I thought, you know what? For everybody's safety, we should ask one of our son's friends. See if we get him to just, the only thing we want to do is have him help us stand up the ladder. That's it. So nobody gets hurt. We are unable to find anyone who is either not sick or who has the strength to help with it, who would know how to do it, not get us all hurt, or who hasn't died from COVID injections, literally. So the people I know that could help, some of them have died from being injected. Two of them, neighbors, and there's one 30-year-old guy who could certainly do it, but he's sick as could be. Probably has COVID or something like it. And no one else. You know, I placed the call. No one will help us. No one will help us. Even people in the business won't help us. Now, my question for the class is this. If you had that situation where you had a shingle on your roof and you just needed somebody to help you stand up the ladder, so you could raise an extension ladder to get, you know, you stand it up to get to the gutter, and then you raise it, you know, pull it away from the base of the building, and then raise it up along the roof line so you could actually have something to hold on to while you climb the roof. And you actually use the ladder rungs to climb the roof. So it's a fairly safe thing, especially when you park a car's wheel against the base of the ladder so it's not going to kick away. Okay, and then you anchor the ladder left and right with a ratchet strap so it's not going to move. And, you know, you spend the time making it safe. Is there somebody that you know with absolute certainty who could do that with you? Not for you, with you. Just get the ladder in place. And then you go up and climb up and put those five nails in to re-nail the shingle. Right? It's a 5-minute job once you're on the ladder. Literally. And it's just standing up the ladder and then taking the ladder down. The whole job would take 1 hour if everything is all ready before you start. Do you know one person who would help you? And I submit to you, you'd have a tough time finding somebody outside of your family. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, yes, I think you're right. I mean, sometimes you have good friends. You know, I have three sons, and they have friends. And I know a few times we had a couple heavy things, and they brought their friends over to help us. But I don't know that if I called them right now, you know, that they would be available or what. It was more of a favor to us. But, no, you're right. Other than my immediate family, and you know, Vince, you made a comment about people being sick. I am literally seeing it all around me. I mean, it seems like once or twice a week, people that we know are weak, they're sick. They're sick for 2 and 3 weeks. Now they have cancers and all kinds of, maladies or whatever you want to call it, that they're not well. And so, yeah, I don't know. I hope you can find somebody to help you, Vince.
You know, Kathy, back when I was a child, back when I was in my 30s, this was a no-brainer. You just pick up the phone and you call one of your buddies or your friends and you say, can you give me a hand? Sure, no problem. Now, it's an ordeal trying to find somebody, let alone get someone to actually show up. You know, I actually called one of our son's friends who is in the business, and this is what he does. He climbs ladders, puts ladders against houses, and he works on a ladder, you know, siding, those kinds of things. That's what he does. I asked him if he'd help, and he said no. This is a family friend. This is someone who we've gone way above and beyond to help this guy. He's a young guy. It's not like, you know, his back isn't working. It's not like he's not strong enough. It's a real simple task, and he won't help us. So I know for a fact that I can't trust this guy. I can't trust this guy going forward because he doesn't seem to understand that that's what friends do. They help each other. So I've got to cross this guy. Well, I've already crossed him off the list. But, class, I submit to you, going forward, this is where we are. Now, if you think about it, let's extrapolate this just a little bit. So let's say we say, ah, the heck with it. It's just, you know, it's just one shingle. I just leave it alone. It'll be all right. That's what we say in Missouri. It'll be all right. You know, throw that load in the back of the trailer. We don't have to strap it down. It'll be all right. I mean, that's what people say. Well, it's not going to be all right. The load is not going to be all right in the back of a trailer unstrapped down or back of a pickup truck. The shingle, it's not going to be all right if we don't repair it. The reason we have those shingles is to shed the water so the water doesn't get on the under the tar paper and get to the roof decking to rot the roof. So what could be a real easy 5-minute fix once the ladder's up could turn out to be a major, major undertaking with some heavy equipment and a lift to get over to repair the roof 2x12s. It's the joists. It's a stitch in time saves nine. That's what I'm saying. And so here we go down the abyss, and it's difficult to get people to help. And then when you need a roof, then what are you going to do? And that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
We need to work together, but it seems like it's impossible to work together. You know, Kathy, I was reading an article, and this is something that, you know, we didn't discuss. But the ACT test scores for those who are in high school and they're considering going on for further education, they take this test. And the test scores now at their lowest point in three decades. 42% of the students that took the test did not meet their subject-specific requirement for college readiness. Now, not everybody needs to go to college, and I'm not sure I would want our children to go to college anymore. But what I'm saying is this is a test that measures what they learned and how they can think. And 42% of the students didn't meet the requirements. That's pretty serious. That is going to come to haunt us. Because these children are not able to, in my opinion, able to estimate. They're not able to reason. They're not able to draw logical conclusions. They're not able to start, stay with the task, and finish the task. They're not innovators. That's what we've done to the that's what the educational system has done to the educational system. Because we're studying things like, what pronouns do we use? And we're studying history of specific groups of people rather than studying a timeline of history. You know, what happened when? What events caused what other events to happen? That's what we need to be studying. Reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, those kinds of things. We need to focus on them. And we need to teach life skills like home economics. Every student, in my opinion, should go to classes on home economics. How a checkbook works. How interest works. How insurance works. How banking works. How contracts work. What ethics means. What telling the truth means. Honesty and integrity. How to do the laundry. How to cook meals. How a stove works. How a dishwasher works. How to cook and clean without a stove and dishwasher. How to make soap. Any comments, Kathy?
Quite a bit, Vince. You made a comment about initially, like, things breaking and everything. And when I was first married, my husband told me, if you hear a noise in your car, truck, house, dishwasher, washer, and it's something different than you've never heard before, let me know right away. And I think that was a wise thing to say because, first of all, you know, I have very good hearing. And so if I heard like a squeal or a grind or anything that was different, you know, whatever it was, then he would check it out. And secondly, you were talking about the schools and learning. And my kids did well in school, but my youngest son, they used to always complain that he was disruptive. And I thought he was just being, you know, maybe just not paying attention. And he was bored then. And he was a critical thinker. So I hear the news event. We could talk about it when we get back.
You know, for a second there, I thought you were reading my third grade report card. We'll be... Kathy and I will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy was talking about her son and being a critical thinker. Kathy, please continue.
Well, Vince, the teacher would not back off. She just kept insisting that he had ADD. And I just knew that it wasn't. So she just kept calling me in and talking to me about it. And, I mean, it wasn't like he was a bad kid, but I think he was so bored that he just looked around. He almost has one of those memories where he can just remember things. And so I took him to the doctor, and the doctor looked at me like, well, you know, kind of like he was caught, too, because the teacher kept saying this. And I said, well, he's active, but he's not, you know, unruly. But long story short, I got the prescription filled for the Ritalin, but then I just knew in my gut that I could not give this to him. So I just lied. I just told the teacher that, yeah, I got it on him, and then she shut up and she backed off. And that was it. I just never filled it again and threw it away. So it goes back to that gut feeling that you know as a parent. And I had to learn other ways to try to, you know, tell him he can't be disruptive. But then I realized that he was a critical thinker. And I guess you just can't do that in school these days, or you can't think outside the box.
Yeah, and it was like that with me too, Kathy. Except instead of thinking that I had ADHD, they used to use the term ants in his pants, meaning, you know, I'd squirm around. I just couldn't sit still. And actually, they thought I was retarded. And they wanted to put me in, you know, special class for, you know, for the slowest of the students. And my parents said, you know, my mother said, are you kidding? He's really good in science. And so every year in elementary school, I won the science fair I competed against students whose parents worked at Bell Labs, and they had all the resources you could think of. And every year I won the science fair with electronic devices that I built. I built an analog computer and by hand, and it worked. And I built talk on a light beam, which would let you talk through a microphone, modulate the audio, send it over a parabolic reflector, and pick it up with a photocell at the other end and amplify it and then put it through a speaker. That worked. I built a lie detector that would measure the galvanic resistance across the chest, and I built an ion rocket that would, it was a rocket that hung on a pendulum, kind of like those balls that are on a pendulum and they bang into each other. But this was just a single rocket, and you would energize the rocket with a voltage coil, high voltage coil, like an ignition coil from a car. You'd charge this thing up, and it would move forward. And then you would release the charge, and it would swing back. And you'd charge it again, and it would swing like a swing set. And no moving parts. And you could feel the, you know, the ions being generated out the back of it. So the things that, you know, I did, but they really thought I was retarded, because what really happened to me is I was dyslexic, and I had trouble reading. So reading was very, very difficult for me until I taught myself how to read. But it was tough. It was tough. So not everybody who has ants in his pants should be put on medicine, should be singled out and put in a slower class when they actually should be in a faster class. You know, those kinds of things. So the schools, I don't think they really do a good job. They didn't back in the 60s, and now it's got to be even worse. Now, Kathy, but there is some good news. There's an article that just broke that Social Security recipients will get an 8.7% boost in payments next year, so starting January, so they say. Now, this doesn't really, I guess this doesn't mean anything, because Joe changed his mind all the time, you know, from minute to minute. He changes his mind before he even says something. So they're saying that the Social Security recipients will get an average of $140 a month more. And there'll be a 3% drop in Medicare Part B premiums. And this is going to affect about 70 million people, including retirees, disabled people, and children who receive Social Security benefits. So This is you know, going to come weeks before the November election, I guess, to affect the election. And so, you know, what the government giveth, the government can taketh away. So take that with a grain of salt. That's what the article says. It's in the Daily Mail. If it's true, I don't know, but that's what it says. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster because critical safety systems need the electricity to operate. Ukraine's state nuclear operator said on Wednesday. Where does the Los Angeles City Council go from here? Three of its members, including the former council president, are facing calls from President Joe Biden to resign after a recording surfaced of them participating in a closed-door meeting in which racist language was used to mock colleagues while they schemed to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Scores on the ACT College Admissions Test by this year's high school graduates hit their lowest point in more than 30 years, the latest evidence of the enormity of learning disruption during the pandemic. The class of 2022's average ACT composite score was 19.8 out of 36. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today. God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So there's a lesson in the 5-Minute University, the book, and it's about security. And so the question is, if you are going to call someone, maybe for the first time, you might want to ask the question, do you have a Alexa or a similar device running in your house? Do you have one of those? And if the answer is yes, you may want to say, I'll tell you what, I really can't talk to you over the phone. Because that thing is always, always, always listening and recording. And the things that it records are stored. And we really don't know for how long or where they're stored or how to get access to them or how to get them deleted. If you can even believe they'd be deleted. So the biggest technical company that reaches the deepest into your life would be Amazon. And it's been reported on the mainstream media that Amazon customers, at least two-thirds of them, or two-thirds of them have at least one of these smart spy devices that they own. Two-thirds of Amazon customers have these devices. So what are they? Well, they are devices that allegedly make life easy, like a Ring doorbell that spies across the road to your neighbor's house, that videos and sends across Wi-Fi and across the Internet what it sees with its camera at your front door. Okay, it's like looking out your front door, and it's recording it all. And so there are more than two dozen types of these devices and or services that monitor your activities and those around you and those that it can hear and those that it can see. And from your bathroom, through your house, to your garage, and out your door with the doorbell. There was a television cartoon series when I was a child. It was called The Jetsons. It was this futuristic family. It was a cartoon family, and things could be done for them. Well, here it is. The Jetsons has been brought to you by Amazon. What are these devices? Well, they have the Echo speaker, and it wakes up to the word Alexa. And you summon this voice assistant to play music, answer questions, and shop, you know, buy things on the Internet, and control other Wi-Fi connected devices. Do you need one of those? I have a stereo system that I bought probably in the 70s, actually in the 60s. I made a tube-powered amplifier in the 60s, and so I was able to make a amplifier work with a receiver and built a speaker box. And I don't need one of these Echo speakers. So it collects audio recordings through the microphone that's always on, and it keeps voice identification. So it can differentiate you from another person and another person and another person. And it detects coughs, barks, and snores, and logs your music and news consumption and your household activity and the temperature, and it detects the presence of people through ultrasound. Do you want to have one of those? Well, a lot of people have them. And the question is, if you're on the phone with someone who has one of these things, do you want this thing snooping in on your conversation when the person that you called or called you has a speakerphone, and they're listening and talking to you on the speakerphone, and this Echo speaker is listening? Does that bother you? Kathy, any comments?
We don't have any of that. We didn't like it from the very beginning, and we knew that those were all recording devices, but you know, to me, it just goes back to they're watching, they're listening, they're recording. You know, every appliance that has that is, in my opinion, is spying on you. But I know of one situation where a husband and wife were, I don't know if they were arguing or just having a discussion or whatever, but it actually called 911 on them. And the police came to the house because obviously it was listening.
Kathy, we had an instructor who used to come to our expos, and he was the historian. He used to take pictures of our events, and you know, for posterity. And a real good guy, his name is Steve Engel. I haven't talked to him in years. And one late night, there's a banging on his door around midnight, and he got his .45 because he didn't know what was going on. You know, bang, bang, bang on the front door. Got his .45 and went to answer the door, and he transferred the 45 from his right hand, he's right-handed, to his left hand, and he held it by the muzzle. So he wasn't holding it by the grip. His finger wasn't on the trigger. He opened the door. The police were there. And they saw the gun. He dragged him out, threw him down the stairs, beat him up, and he ended up in the hospital. And they claimed that he threatened him with a gun. He opened the door with his right hand. He had his pistol in his left hand. So did he make a mistake? Yeah. And what was the mistake? Answering the door. And what the cops said was they got a call from, you know, they got an emergency call, and they had to check it out. They said, just, you know, I'm just sitting here watching TV. Everybody else is asleep. And they said, we got to see. So they used that pretext to beat him up, search his house. And when you were talking about the situation of calling 911, that's what came to my mind. I don't want one of those things. You know, class, if a husband and wife, for example, you know, mother and father have a domestic argument, and they're arguing over, let's say, which bill to pay. And it's not a throwing things, it's just voices getting raised, like, you know, should we pay the MasterCard or should we pay the Visa? Or should we split it 50-50 and pay half to each one? And let's say voices get raised. This thing can call a domestic disturbance, and the police can show up. And if they do, you can lose your right to own a firearm. Children in school have been programmed, and this was all the way back in the 90s, that, you know, if daddy raises his voice and you don't feel safe, just go over that phone, dial 911, and the police will come and fix everything. And then both parents won't be able to have a gun. And that was the purpose of it, to make sure that you would be prohibited from having a gun. Now, I'm not saying that arguments are good. We don't have them at our house. Logic prevails in our house. We don't have, you know, yelling and screaming and any of that. It doesn't happen. It doesn't need to happen. As long as everybody communicates, it won't happen. Because everybody knows what the situation is, or situations are. So, you really need to be careful who you're talking to on the phone. Because it used to be you could say anything you wanted about anybody. And that was considered free speech. But now, not so much. You know, you used to be able to say whatever you wanted about an elected, a selected person. And maybe at one time they were elected, but you could say whatever you wanted. You could say, boy, I wish that guy had great health, or you could say the opposite. And now it's possible if you say the opposite, you're going to get a knock from Secret Service at your door. So it could be that you could be talking to someone on the phone who has one of these devices, and you can think it's just you and that other person, and it's actually you and big tech. And that other person. Be careful what you say. Be careful who your friends are. And I think it is certainly reasonable to say to someone who you haven't talked to or you've never been to their house, y'all have one of those Alexas or Echoes? What do you think about that technology? If they say, yeah, you can say, geez, you know, I'd love to chat with you, but I got to go. And frankly, I've done that. I have talked to people. You know, people call me all the time. People I don't know. And that's a question I ask. Y'all have one of those? And if they say yes, that's pretty much at the end of my relationship with that person. And there are a lot of them. Kathy?
Well, Vince, I mean, think about it. If you know that they're recording, I mean, how many times have you wanted to call and complain about something, especially politically, and you hesitate sending that email because it seems like they're coming after people for differing opinions, or one side is okay and the other is not. So I'm cautious now, and I'm even cautious, like, I really don't tell a lot of people that I'm a prepper, you know, or that I'm trying to get ready for what is coming, because I don't want people to know, because you don't know how they're going to get if, when things get bad or food shortages are there. So I think it's just to be really cautious who you share your feelings with and all that. But I had someone that they had an Alexa, and she commented in a letter that I had read that she was really proud of her two-year-old because her two-year-old could tell the Alexa what to do and what song to play. And she was just really proud of that.
It's beyond the pale. Absolutely beyond the pale. Kathy, I'd like to share part of a telephone conversation that you and I had yesterday based on my reaction to an email you sent me about an item that was at a very reasonable price that was available. Would it be okay with you if I talk a little bit about my reaction?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. So, class, Kathy and I share information about good values, things that have popped up on the marketplace that, you know, we think that each other's family might be interested in. And Kathy sent me an email about a sale that Menards was having. Now, I had some reservations about Menards because of their son being a race car driver and causing a multi-million-dollar crash by bumping into, on purpose, the rear of another car and causing a collision of many, many vehicles. And I had a problem with that. That's greed to me. He was behind and he wanted to move up and take out the guys in front of him. He did a great job of doing it. Caused millions of dollars worth of damage. Okay, so I have a problem with that particular family member of Menards. But as far as the company, I think they try to have good products. I think they do a good job, almost as good as Sears. We'll be right back and I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, this all actually ties together with Alexa and Echo. So, there was a sale on popcorn. And I was thinking that popcorn, it was 4-pound bags for $3, yellow and white popcorn kernels. And I was thinking this is a great depression snack. And I'm not talking about mental depression. I'm talking about the economic depression, when people would love to have something as a treat. Popcorn is very inexpensive. It stores at least 15 years if you put it in a, an airtight container, literally. So if you take popcorn and put it in a sterilized or cleaned, washed and cleaned, used spaghetti sauce jar, it will keep at least 15 years. I know, I've tested it. So as long as it contains its moisture, it will continue to pop. Okay. So Kathy found it at $3 for 4 pounds. That's 75 cents a pound. Sam's Club is selling it right now at $1.66 a pound. So what a great idea, right? Sam's is 2.1 times the price of Menards. And it looked like a quality product. But I did not respond to Kathy's email saying, Kathy, thank you so much, I'm going to buy them right now. I coordinated the purchase when our son was going to town, and he was able to pick up some. And I'm thinking that this is something that our neighbors might like as things get worse and worse and worse. They might like a treat. Okay? And we might have to eat it. We might even have to grind it into cornmeal. But at that price, it was great. But I did not respond immediately and say, I'm going to go get some, or I'm going to ask somebody in the family to pick up some, because I didn't want the product tainted. Think about that. So that's where we are today. So you need to keep in mind security, your security. Okay. Okay. So back to these Amazon. But Kathy, did you want to say anything about that? And I called you, and after we got the product and said thank you, and I told you why I didn't want to send you an email. Did you want to comment on that?
No, just that I think that's wise, Vince. I really do. I get it. Get it before you say anything. Like you said, you don't know who's listening.
Right. Okay, and then there's the Ring doorbell, right? The Ring doorbell is just great. It has multiple cameras, And what it does is it lets you live stream, record, and interact with the person or whatever's at your doorstep, even if you're not home. So this goes across the internet. So now the police have requested tens of thousands of video clips, and Amazon hands the footage over from your doorbell to the police without your permission. How about that? So is there privacy? And what about your idiotic neighbor who has one in his front door and never said to you, hey, Vin, I just want to let you know I got this real neat security system, and it covers your house, and it's watching your whole front yard. And I just want to let you know that we got you covered, because this thing's on 24/7. It's streaming, and, you know, who knows who's watching it, but we got you on video. So I just want to let you know, and you're welcome. Does your neighbor ever tell you that they've done something like that, or do they just do it? They just do it. You know that, right? Okay, so then, Kathy, any comments about that?
No, I wouldn't like it, but the one that really got to me was that Halo band, the health tracking bracelet with a microphone and an app. That one really scared me, too.
Do you want to comment on that?
Well, it says that it tracks your activity, your movement, your heart rate, your weight, your sleep patterns, your voice, for tone, images of your body for estimating body fat, food consumption, preferences, and shopping list. So,
yeah.
Who wouldn't want all that out there?
You know, Kathy, I actually have pieces of paper, and I use a pen or pencil, and if I need to order some things or I want to have my to-do list for, you know, the week or the day or a running list, I actually write it down. And then when I'm done with it, it's incinerated, and it goes up as heat in our outdoor wood furnace. It's nobody's business what I buy, when I buy it. You know, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has had about 100, it's reported, over 150 suspicious activity reports, meaning over $10,000 transactions are considered suspicious activity by the federal government. He's had over 150 of them, and they've gone unmonitored. If we do that, if we do $10,000 cash transaction, it gets reported, and people want to know, so what are you doing with that money, boy or girl? That's what they want to know. Okay? So it depends on who you are. And some people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care if people listen. Well, my position is I'm not doing anything wrong, and it's none of their business. It's pure and simple. It's none of their business. Kathy and I will be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about these spying devices that your neighbors have, maybe your former friends have.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.